Hey guys, it's a girl Royal Cast, and we're just okay. I'm going to say there's a lot of spoilers, so if you're not ready for spoilers of like Hawkeye or any other shit, you can skip this podcast episode. Other than that, you can go ahead and listen to the podcast. There will be different things. It's just not like different spoilers from shows. But yeah, let's get started with the conversation. Hey guys, so, okay, the way we're gonna start is basically you're gonna talk about Hawkeye. If you haven't seen Hawkeye, you should see Hawkeye and then come back to this. Because if you did not notice, like, I think it was an episode before that, they peeped that Yelena was gonna be there with the black, I think it was the black glasses that she had. It's the glow-in-the-dark glasses one. I don't remember what it was called. I had it in the tip of my tongue, but I don't remember it. So, yeah, if you haven't noticed, like, well, if you haven't read, like, the comic books from, like, way back in the day, you would have noticed that that was Yelena. Like, once I seen that, I already knew it was Yelena. And then they confirmed it in this week's episode that it was fucking Yelena. I was so fucking hyped. And the way that she was dressed gave me a little bit of of Natasha Romanoff vibes, especially with the hair, because Natasha always has her hair like in a braid or some type of form. It was a whole vibe. I cannot wait until she finds out the fucking truth that it wasn't his fault. But that the fucking scene that we was all waiting for came to motherfucking life, and I was there for it. But yeah, if you haven't seen it, you should go ahead and see it. It was a bon appetit fucking clip in the show. I think we have a couple more. Hopefully she comes back, because like everything ties up to, I believe Kate Bishop is going to form the Little Avengers, something like that, or the Black Avengers. It was Black Avengers, something like that. So hopefully we get this continuance. I know there's gonna be a spinoff for Shang-Chi, and I think there's another spinoff that I don't remember the name of, but there's gonna be a couple of spinoff for different Marvel movies that are gonna tie up to the Phase 4 that we're going through right now, and I can't wait for it because there's a lot of fucking tea. I also did hear that Doctor Strange Into the Multiverse, something like that, that is supposed to be coming out next year. I think, is it Doctor Strange 2 or 1? Let's see, we have Doctor Strange, I think it's 2. I think it's 2, I'm not fucking sure. Let me see. Doctor Strange. Why keep saying Doctor Strange? But let me double check, because I know it's gonna be next year. But I did hear that by the end of the year they was going to post either a sneak peek trailer or the official trailer for the multi-universe and Doctor Strange. And the fucking shit that I see, here it is. So it's a multiverse of madness, which is going to come out May 6, 2022, and we do have posters for it. And basically you see Wanda and him in the cover, and I think they already have like the cast, which is, ooh, Rachel McAdams is going to be there as, okay, she's going to be as Christine Palmer. Ooh, and Miss America's going to be there, which I think she also is going to be Miss Marvel. And I was right. Yeah, she's going to be Miss Marvel. I think she is going to be Miss Marvel. Let me see, because I see it. No, she's not gonna be Miss Marble, that I think. I don't know. But she was in the Babysitters Club and also Raven's Home. So she's gonna be in those two. But I can't fucking wait for this shit to be on and popping with the trailer, because with the fucking Spider-Man movie is going to be the shit. Imagine this one. Everything is going to tie together. It's gonna be a hype ass motherfucking shit. I can't wait. A lot of people. Also, they did leak a reveal of the first look of Scarlet Witch, and she looks fine as hell. Like, that bitch is fine. Like, is fine. And I think, let me see, do they have the order? Oh, they are gonna release Black Panther Wakanda Forever in 2022, and they also gonna release Thor Love and Thunder July 8th. Which they already have that, and yes, Natalie Portman will be there. Christian Bale is gonna be there? I did not know Christian Bale was both. Christian Bale will be there, and he will play, I don't even know which one he'll play. Garth, the God of, what the, okay, we're gonna see this casting. I need casting. Okay, oh! He's gonna be here. Star Lord is gonna be here. Groot is gonna be there. Odin is gonna be there. Luke Hemsworth. Is that his brother? Okay, why the fuck? Oh, wait, because this is another brother. Okay. There's like three of them that I didn't even know there were three. I thought there were only two. But you know. Valkyrie is gonna be here. Be there. I see Matt Damon is gonna be there, but I don't know who Matt Damon is gonna play. Russell Crowe is gonna be there. I don't know what he's gonna play. Melissa McCarthy is going to be in this show. Do I know what it is? No. Oh, I see Hulk. It's gonna be there. Doctor Strange and also Captain Marvel is gonna be there. Cate Blanchett is gonna be there, but it doesn't say which character she's playing yet. So we shall see. But yeah, other than that, for movies, I fucking can't wait for it. And in other things for movies, if you haven't noticed, like Harry Potter has been released. One thing. And then next year, like literally on the first, they're going to release Harry Potter Reunion. And there was a clip, and I saw my girl Emma. Like, it was the back of her head, but we already know that it was Emma. And I can't fucking wait to watch that. It is on HBO Max. You guys should go ahead and check it out. You should see, because I know they released already, like, something, like a show or something. But you should go ahead and literally see the reunion. It will be on HBO Max on the 1st of 2022. Go ahead and check that out. In other news, places are going to fucking lockdown. Is that new? No. Did we predict it? Kind of. Are we really shocked? Not really. To this point, it's fuck it. Austria, I think it was Austria was shutting down already. A lot of places in Europe, like Germany, London, they're all shutting down again and having restrictions. While South Korea is just opening their places and not giving enough. They said, we already live with this shit. We gotta live our fucking lives. At this point, do I agree with them? Yeah. To be honest, because at this point, there's like so many sororities going on that is just like, which one is next? But also from what I heard, Omicron is not that dangerous. Like, it is dangerous, but it's not that dangerous as Delta was. Well, is. 'Cause you know, once one shit is hyped, the other ones are left in the motherfucking dust. Because literally, once Omicron started, I haven't heard of anything about Deltas. Literally, about all the fucking other sororities. Only that I heard is more dangerous than. It's less dangerous than the Delta. That's all I heard. But other than that, I haven't heard about no cases with the other sororities. Because they. New ones pop up. I don't know. At this point, it's just, I want to end my subscription because I didn't come to this life to just be here on lockdowns and distancing and all that. But I also blame people because they're not following protocols. Like, it's easy to follow protocols. Just follow it. It's simple. It's simple instructions we humans cannot fucking do. And it gets me so mad, especially from New York. If you're from New York, you know we don't give a fuck. We don't. And we're like, from tourist perspective, we're like the mean people because we always have an attitude. It's not that. It's that when you're New York, you can't trust no one. Small percentage of people in New York we can trust. Most of them we cannot trust. Because everyone tends to be money hungry and power hungry in New York. And no one's going to say that. No one's going to be like, nah, we're not doing it. Yeah. Half of these people in New York are either money hungry or power hungry. Like, you can't trust no one over here unless you know them for years and, like, actually make stable relationships as friends. And safe in New York. A lot of, like, these tourists are just like, oh, we just meme. We always have a mean face. Like, you guys. Listen, if you live where we live, you would understand. We're always on the fucking run. And, like, me as a New Yorker, yeah. I get pissed off when a tourist is in front of me and I'm, like, on my way to work. And it's just like, boy, move the fuck along. I get pissed. I'm sorry. But that's my New York in me. But if you go, like, to other places, it's really not like that. Like, I've been to California. I've been to Florida. I've been to Dominican Republic. And everyone is just like, and if you don't know, Dominican Republic is literally in the Caribbean. If you, like, literally everyone smiles at you, says good morning, how are you, when you pass by, good morning, how are you, and I'm just there, like, with my get the fuck out of my face type of face, I'm from New York, looking at you like, what the fuck, this person want, literally, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, I kind of notice the difference, because if someone says good morning here, we look at you like, the fuck is this person on? Like, are you in meth? Are you in coke? What the fuck is wrong with you? But in other places, it's just like, oh, hey, good morning, how are you? Have a nice day, da da da. I'd be out of place. Like I said, my New York mindset. This is how we are. We always think someone wants something. And a lot of people don't be like, nah, you wrong. Nah, it's not like that. Yes, it is. We just don't like to state it. But I'm on it as a brick, so I'ma state it. If you're being nice to a New Yorker, New Yorker will literally tell you or think, what the fuck this person want from me. Clear as motherfucking day. I'm just saying. My perspective, I've been here for the longest of times, and this is what I have gotten. You say something nice to a New Yorker, they literally would think, what the fuck you want from me? Literally. You go to somewhere else outside of New York, everybody's happy-go-holly positive. Some places, not all places. But happy-go-holly saying good morning, all that. You give them that fake fuck look, like, the fuck. Did that a couple times. I had to remind myself, we're not in New York. People outside New York are so fucking different. Even though LA, not gonna lie, LA, there are some stuck up people. Some influencers that I have met are kind of like the nicest people, and mostly the people around them that suck ass and make them look like such dumbasses. And also, it's like, okay, some influencers are nice, it's just the people around them. We're gonna keep shut because I have a lot of information about influencers we do not want to talk about. So we're just gonna keep it to ourselves because there will be a destruction within influencer shit that I know. So we're gonna, you know, move it along. If you haven't seen the new trend in TikTok, is the Bing Bong New Yorker Talk. If you're not from New York, you don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Literally, it has been a fucking trend of these, like, people going around and talking and asking people, like, random questions. And now it's, like, all over. It's on fucking Christmas songs. It's a fucking dance now. Which I really, like, that shit is always in my head. But that Bing Bong thing, came from Carla because I literally forgot. And Carla wrote it in our notes. So, Carla, peep, Bing Bong is on here. Bam. I wanted to do the dance because it's like so funny, and it's like they turned it into a Christmas dance, which is hilarious, and like it just stays stuck in my head every single time I just hear the Bing Bong. It's just like Bing Bong, Bing Bong. Yo, it's so fucking hilarious. If you haven't seen it, go check it out on TikTok. It's probably everywhere on TikTok right now. But in other words, how's everybody doing? We're closer to the end of the year, which I really don't understand how this year went by so fast, because I really can't remember shit that happened this year. Only if it's on TikTok. Do I remember a lot of shit? Not really. The mostly thing that I remember is stuff that happens in the internet because it's documented on the internet. Other than that, a bitch don't know. Bitch don't remember. All I remember is from like the beginning of the year, the girl that put Gorilla Glue on her head. The R. Kelly stuff that's been happening. Been watching the whole tea. And I'ma just continue to watch the whole tea. Literally, Instagram, like I think it was the Reel something, literally has been doing the yearly calendar of shit that happened this whole year. And I'm here for it. I really am here for it. So I'm gonna let me search it up because I really want to know what happens every fucking year. So the yearly calendar 2021, that shit happens. Let me see. Because I know there has to be a fucking picture. And I know, like, the first thing that I know is just, like, the girl with the Gorilla Glue. Let me see if I can find it. If I can find it, it'll be amazing. Like, I have these memes. Ooh, I forgot to tell you guys. Have you seen the West Side Story movie? You guys should go see it. One of my friends that is in the movie, like, I've seen her so much time, and her voice is so fucking amazing. So y'all should go check out West Side Story, because it's an amazing story, and one of my, friends are in it. So y'all should go check it out. But other than that, let's see the Instagram. Ooh, this is what I wanted to talk about. The Anthony Ramos and Jasmine Jeepus Jones. Okay, so they have been together for 6 years. And apparently, they were engaged in 2018, and now they're broken up due to the fact that Mr. Anthony Ramos apparently, allegedly, I don't know, don't want to get sued, cheated on her. This is the guy, I think, is this the guy that literally made that song about something, relationships and cheaters? What's his name? Anthony. I think it is Anthony Ramos. And also the one with. Did he also. What's that song? I think he made a song with relationship. Yep, it's called Relationships that he was on with Liza Koshy in the fucking music video. That was him. And he's also the one that I think he was in the movie. I think that the Hispanic movie, yes, he was the one in the Heights. That scene where, I think it was like, how was it? I forgot what the fuck. It's literally with the girl. Like, you were dancing all night, something like that. Literally came to life because this man, cheated. Literally. He literally cheated. Oh, wait, did she cheat? Oh, his cheating video was on TikTok. I feel bad for him. Listen, once it's on TikTok, it's all over the place. Well, once anything is on the internet, it's all over the fucking place. So, do we feel bad for him? No, because he should be exposed as a cheater, basically. In other words, Taylor Swift's song. I'm not, like, I love Taylor Swift. Do I like her music that much? They're masterpieces in her own eyes. Some of them are, I love them. Some of them, not my cup of tea. But this new song that she released with this new album and her and red hair, I'm living for the red hair. She should do fucking red hair. That blonde look, yeah, is her, but I think she should need, like, spice it up. And I don't mean, like, spice it up by cutting your hair. Like, change it. I need a different version. And this has been, like, the version I've been waiting for. Her with red hair, beautiful. Beautiful. And everybody's making fun of Jake Gyllenhaal because I know he was dancing to it. And it was apparently, from what I heard, it was the fucking video was about him. And it's like, the fuck? Sir, this is about you. But you dancing and jamming? And we all know Miss Little Swift loves to write her songs about her past exes. Which is kind of funny because Olivia Rodrigo, I think Rodrigo, did her album about her apparent ex. And now her ex made a whole three songs about her. And everybody's like, literally on the internet, like choosing fucking sides. And it's just like, can we just enjoy the breakup music? Do we really have to pick sides? Because both of them are fucking geniuses. And like, probably they're tricking you behind my leg. Hey, we got these bitches. And y'all over here arguing like, he was right. No, but she was right. Y'all still listen to music, but that music was fire. That music was fucking fire. But I still choose her side because woman empowerment and involving other people. So, we're gonna do that. We are back. So for the last couple segments, basically we're just gonna chill. We're gonna talk about Miss Khloe Kardashian. Love her. Empowerment, love it. But Miss Khloe, what was the point of you disowning the friendship of this girl? I forgot her name. Fuck. I am so tired, like I'm forgetting names. But what's the point of you disowning Kylie Jenner's best friend when this man still is doing the same shit to you and you going back? I get it. He is your baby daddy. I get it. I get it. I get it. But to what point you are going to stop burning in the bush and like keep making him come in? You should just leave it at that and have him as just the father of your child, have family time but not get with him, period. Because you kind of at this point everyone thinks you're looking stupid and you're like, you commenting, I just don't have time for negative energy. When I do, I still don't. Even when I do, and I still don't. Okay, I get it. You don't want negative energy. But it's not negative energy when people are telling you shit to your face. It's not negativity. It's being honest. Now, you want negativity? That's basically the men that you keep going back to and keep cheating on you. And I hate when people, literally, when a man cheats, they automatically blame the girl. You should blame the guy because basically the guy didn't inform the girl about you. Clearly, they didn't inform nothing about you. So, who you should be mad at? Okay, so yeah, she continuing saying that everything that people are saying, negative energy. Baby girl, I'm gonna need you to sit down. We're being honest with you as much as possibly we could for a long time. And we all think you need to leave at this point. Because it's been 5 times, and apparently, right now, the one that he hooked up with is pregnant with another child. Just saying. So, I don't know about you saying keep negative energy. How about listen to the people who, even though they don't know you, actually care about you and stating facts to you? It's not negative, it's advice. Go along with it, live your life, and find someone else because you see how Courtney is? Courtney is blossoming into the emo phase that we are fucking loving. And apparently, she's engaged. Happy for her. I don't know how Scott feels. Scott, I believe he just needs to move on at this point and find him a girl. Like Sophia. Sophia was willing to do anything and everything for this man and even get married, and he just broke it off due to the fact he was still in love with Courtney while Courtney was still in love with someone else. So, baby boy, move the fuck on. Worry about you and the babies. And just get a new love because at this point, Courtney is marrying Travis. And I am in for it. Literally, the whole Kardashian family is a whole lot. Now, the fact that Kim is dating Mr. P, I kind of am for it. A lot of people is not for it, but I am for it. I really am. I don't know why. And then Kanye is being delusional as always. Stating that he will be back together with her. First of all, you're confusing, and now I understand why she left. Because it's like, how you want me, but now you don't. Now you want me, now you don't. We're not teenagers, we're grown as adults, and these little games is not popping. So I'm actually really happy she's with Pete. Have a little fun, girl. Break loose. The fuck? You've been through a lot. Just break the fucking loose. Especially, I think she is it 4 kids? 4 or 5 kids? I'm not really fucking sure. I think it was 4 kids. 4 kids. Now, for today's update, BTS has fucking Instagram. Literally, I went on TikTok and I'm like, why is everybody going fucking crazy? BTS has Instagram. I don't know if it's a real Instagram. They do have the verification blue mark. But everybody's going crazy that they have fucking Instagram. All over fucking TikTok. And I never wanted to speak about him in this fucking chat. This fucking podcast. But Ollie London. Ugh. Literally. Message all of them. And it was so fucking creepy. Every single time he talks and is like, I'm even learning Korean. I'm not even in the language fully. And I know the way he says this is wrong and it irritates me. So I like ugh. And it's like it kind of feels like when someone says something in Spanish that is not really Spanish and but they think it's Spanish and it's supposed to be said like that. And it's just like, don't speak it until you learn it. I get but this man who says upper? Who the fuck says that? Is okay, I'm learning, okay? Learning. Is oppa, okay? Oppa. Where the fuck you got the R from? Like, it irritates me. I see him everywhere. And he DM'd Jimin. Talk about, I love you, let me date you, I got married to you in Vegas. Sir, sit down. Like, take some several seats. You sound creepy. You're coming out as a fucking creep. How about learn the fucking language, please? It irritates me. Just learn the language. Correctly. Correct. This man identifies himself as a Korean. Like, I get you love Korean things. Awesome. I love Korean things. But for you to... Okay, this is not a gender. Korean is not a gender. Korean... Like... This man just irritates my living soul. And I find him out to be so fucking creepy. Which he is. Like, he's fucking creepy. So, yeah. That's what's been happening for this whole week. I'm mentally drained. I will be eating and falling asleep today. And I'm doing the same thing tomorrow. Well, I think I have a couple of things to do. So, I'm gonna do a couple of things. And then I will be chilling. Because I have a lot of things to do. I have a Friendsmas coming up. And I have a lot of decorating and a lot of fucking things to do. And then Christmas coming up. So probably making food and wrapping gifts is just a lot of fucking work. And I'm just like tired. I'm tired. But break is coming and I can get to sleep. So I'm gonna sleep my ass to the next year. But yeah, guys, I hope you enjoy this episode of the podcast. I don't know if I will be posting another podcast. Probably am gonna be posting another podcast, but I won't be posting for Christmas or New Year's Eve or New Year's. But yeah, I see you guys next time. Ooh. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 11 p.m. will be a brand new fucking episode. Don't forget, in the description will be our Instagrams, my new YouTube channel, clothing store, and everything else. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Well, next week, basically. Maybe, probably, I'm not sure. But yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Deuces!